Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, and a very pleasant good afternoon. Indian fans, welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Baseball. Tonight we are on our last regular season home game, and we're taking on the Franklin Monroe Jets. And, Bobby, we're coming off of a couple of nice wins here over in Auglaize County. We went to St. Mary's on Tuesday, picked up a W. Last night we traveled and played a battle with the Walpock Redskins to 10 innings and come out of there with a two-run victory. And, boy, it would be nice to finish this off tonight, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we come back yesterday and talking to Coach Fee last night on the ride back, and he was pretty excited. And he said the team seemed like they were really excited after the game, and I'm sure Coach Kapp was. And
yeah,
this is another game where, you know, they're 10-10, and absolutely they can beat us, but let's win three in a row before tournament.
I agree. I'll go over the lineups here quick. First, for the Jets, it's Jace Byers. He's going to lead off. He'll be out in center field. Parker Schar will be in right field batting second. Blake Sees will be at shortstop. He'll be batting third. Gabe Sargent will be behind the plate. He'll be the cleanup hitter. And last night, one of our favorite players of the year, we watched him, old Cooper
Tulaski.
Was behind the plate and talked about him all the way home. Brandon Holzer will be the number five hitter. He will be at first base. Dylan Brumbaugh will be at third base. He'll be batting sixth. Carson Yount will be at second base. He'll be batting seventh. Cade Peters will be the DH this evening. And Cole Blumenstock, he will be at left field, and he will be in the nine hole for Franklin Monroe. For our own Indians, it's going to be leadoff guy Kobe Wendell. Had a great night last night leading us off. He had three hits. We talked about it on the way home again. He had all three hits with two strikes on him, and he had a heck of a ball game last night. And hopefully he does the same thing tonight. Landon Post will be our number two hole hitter. He'll be at second base. Ryan Post will be at shortstop batting third. Brock Deuce will be on the mound tonight, and we kind of figured that last night, that old Brocky would take the ball, and he'll be batting fourth. Daniel Patch will be DH in this evening. Riley Will will be out in center field. He will be batting sixth. Kendrick Wendell will be at first base batting seventh. Dylan Evers will be out in right field batting eighth, and Troy Homan will be at third base, and he will be batting ninth. That's your lineups. For today's ball game, we're going to have the national anthem, and we'll be back for the first pitch shortly.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for first pitch. Brock Deuce on the mound. He's going to take on the first three batters, Jace Byers, Parker Schar, and Blake Sees. First three batters here for the 10-10 Jets. And I don't know, have they, and have you heard much about them, Bob, or just?
Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
Dark County? Think they stopped and got made rights on the way home or
no.
way here?
Yeah. Made rights are completely overrated.
Really?
I'll talk to you later. You guys have a good game.
It's been years since I had one. Probably last time I had one was with you. That's probably been at least 5 years.
You serious?
I'd say.
Why?
Every time I go through there, there's a line from here to the center field wall.
Well, go in and sit down. I don't want to eat them in my car.
Good point, Spencer. That's not why you don't go there. You don't like vanilla milkshakes?
I don't get vanilla milkshakes there, no.
Have you ever had one?
No, are they
chocolate?
Good?
Yep. Oh, my God.
Are they good?
We're heading out right after this game.
All right.
Beeline.
Straight to it.
Yeah, Friday night, they won't be busy.
No. Taking a golf cart? Are we gonna get...
No problem.
I got no troubles with that.
It'd probably get us to about Dollar General.
Railroad tracks. All right, here we go.
Brock Deuce's last time out in Calby had some control issues, didn't get much help defensively, correct?
That's exactly right. First pitch, rocket right off the edge of Landon Post's glove, dived for it, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit on the first pitch.
Kind of similar to last night.
No kidding. Jace Byers found the first base last night. The Goulet boy from Wapak took one deep last night on the first pitch off Daniel Patch. And after that, settled down. So we'll see how things go here tonight for Brock Deuce. You know, he's had some good outings, hopefully tonight's one of them. Look at that. There's a nice little chop swing down over to first base. Deucey's going to pick it up. That ball went all the way down to first base, and nice play by Brock to get off the mound, flip it over to Kendrick for out number one. Great sacrifice bunt right there, kind of a slap bunt. Goes down 1-3. Runner moves over to second. And that's going to bring the number three hole hitter, Blake Sees, to the plate with Gabe Sargent on deck. Left-handed batter.
What about this weather?
Ooh, high and inside. Yeah, this weather's nice. I'm actually hot right here. Jeepers.
Yep. Take shirt off.
Sun's beating in on us, and that makes it good and warm.
Man, oh man.
Bubba's sitting in the shade with his long sleeves.
Comes 1-0. That swung on and popped up. out towards center field. Looks like Riley's coming in, and he's going to make the play, and he does. So a pop-up out to Riley.
Now batting, number 20, Gabe Sargent.
Gives him two outs with the runner at second, and that's going to bring Gabe Sargent to the plate with Brendan Holzer on deck. You know, girls couldn't get her done last night, Bobby. Gosh dang it.
No, and I did not read the papers today to get any updates on it. I heard a couple people say defensively we struggled. I think
had
we
had a bad inning
years.
Or something. Yeah. Gosh dang it. Would have been nice to go the other way for us one time. So here's a four-hole hitter, Gabe Sargent. Swings at the first pitch, hits a rocket out there towards Kobe,
and it
went off the heel of Kobe's glove, and that's going to score a run. I'm afraid I'm going to have to put the old E on that one, Bobby.
Yeah.
Now batting, number 10, Brendan Osler.
So the first error of the game goes to Kobe out there in left field, and it allows a run to score. One unearned run. We should have been out of the inning. And here we go. Brendan Holzer to the plate now, runner at first. Quick throw over to first. He's back here in time. Told my wife when I got home there, I said, maybe we'll go to Mexican when I get done with the game. She said, you're going to be too late. We're leaving already.
She gone.
Okay. That one's high. It's going to get
she
over
got a better
Rexy's
date.
And then Maul's runner's going to go down to second base. Her and Joelle, and I think her sister Sandy's coming over, and they're going to sneak on over, and maybe I'll have her pick me something up. I didn't think of that. Although I don't like it when they bring it home. It's not as good.
Nope.
So now with another runner in scoring position, Holster's got a chance here to drive him in and make it a two-run game. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Brock. One run across the plate here right off the bat. One pitch coming. That one's outside. Brock's a junior on the baseball team this year. He'll be a big, important factor next year, Bobby.
I agree with you. I think he's got potential to be a really good baseball player. He's pretty dang good right now.
That was a darn good curveball we just saw right there. Froze the old batter and came across the edge of the plate for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Love to see the Indians somehow get another curveball. He waits on a ground ball over to Ryan. Ryan's going to get a bad hop on that grass, and everybody's going to be safe. So error number two in the inning here for the Indians. Allows that runner to go to first.
Yep, that runner did it exactly right. He kind of stayed in front of it between Ryan and the ball. Made it really tough for Ryan to see exactly what was coming at him. But that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, now they got runners at first and third. And the number six-hole batter, Dylan Brumbaugh, is at the plate now. Defense hasn't helped him here so far. Bobby, just like you said in the pregame, and we just need to get it out here. Get up here. Get out of there with one run. I'll be happy now. First pitch is outside. Riggs is going to have to be tough here behind the plate. Not letting balls get past him here.
Yep.
Or they run a score. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. Number six, Brock Deuce. There goes the runner. That's taken outside. Throw goes all the way down to Ryan, and the runner stays at third. We might have got lucky there.
Yep. That was way to the first base side of second base, and shortstop came around behind the base and got that. Could have been disaster.
Luckily, it wasn't. Now runners at second and third.
Just get the batter out.
Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That baby's taken on the outside edge for a strike.
That was a nice one.
Same spot right here. Come on, Brocker. Two balls, two strikes.
Two errors.
Big pitch right here.
Two seniors.
Two errors tonight so far. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. Nice job, Brock Deuce. Gets out of that inning, only allowing one run. But in the inning, they do a little damage. They bat six. They get one run across the plate, and after half an inning, it's Franklin Monroe 1, Indians 0.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Kenny Canute, no doubt Kenny Canute has worked about 72 to 76 hours this week.
Yeah.
Todd Hellman?
Maybe 30.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing this week?
I don't know what he's doing.
Can't see him?
No. He's unbelievable. I don't think he cares anymore.
Really? Yeah. Well, I think his wife pretty much rules roost, and she brings home, she's working. He's got her working about 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah. He's unbelievable.
Yeah. That is crazy.
So that means he's probably getting a lot done at home.
Should be getting some yard work done, yeah.
Yard does look nice.
Does it?
Simplicity Mower mows nice.
Yeah, good. Well, the big left-hander, Cavan Baker. Big left-hander for the Jets. He gets up there, and he starts out with Kobe Wendell, and he's got him at a one ball, one strike count. Big old breaking ball coming in there. Come on, Kobe. That baby's taken right down the heart of the plate for strike two.
Do you like to hit off left-handers?
I wasn't a huge fan of lefties, no. There's a curveball. He waits on it. Knocks it over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up, fires high. Made a clean play on it and came up and threw one about 140 mile an hour, except it was about 12 feet high, and first baseman never even jumped.
I think that first baseman's about 6'3 or 6'4, and he has zero chance.
We got Air City today.
Absolutely. Three airs so far in this ball game, and we've only got three outs total. So that's going to bring number three, our second baseman, Landon Post, here to the plate. Landon probably going to lay the old bunneroo down. Nope, not right now. Too early in the ball game. I think I'll just hit away, sis.
Yeah. Third baseman thinks he's going to bunt.
Third baseman in on the grass. First baseman holding Kobe on. Coach Feely got his hands full tonight with that big lefty out there.
Oh, yeah.
He don't like lefties.
No, he told us that. Hate reading lefties.
There's Michelle Hellman. Todd must have left him, left her come. That pitch is high and inside. Oh, might have nibbed him. Might have got a little jersey, so we got the first two guys on. Nice start here for the Tribe.
Now batting number 13.
So, could be down to second.
Yep. So we talk about Todd Hellman, right? Yeah. Kenny working. He just sends a video of him chopping in Hebron, Ohio.
Did he's well, listening?
You know that that's about a 3 week old video.
Probably. Yeah.
You got that?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. He's on his back porch, probably in his tidy whities.
Well, if he was in town and not at the business, he would be at. This baseball
he would
game.
Be at the game. That's right. There's a nice bunt by Ryan right down to third base. And I'm telling you, folks, that's about as good as it gets right there from old Ryan Post. Yep. Base hit right there. going to load the bases up.
That was beautiful.
Bunts it down to the third baseman. Third baseman says, hey, I can come in and field this. This ain't no troubles. Then I can flip it back to the third. Wait a minute. I got troubles.
Yep.
And he had no chance of getting him at first. So
nope.
That's going to bring our pitcher and cleanup hitter, Bruiser Deuce, to the plate. First pitch down Broadway, strike one. Ram Chargers here, though.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Frankham knows these CCC schools. He don't miss these babies.
He likes things?
Oh, yeah. This is his stomping ground.
There's a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Shortstop's going to come up, flip it over to third, and get the out.
Barely got him.
Yeah, barely got him. He ended up tagging him. He was off the bag, and he flipped his glove down there. And
all he had to do was step on a bag.
Yeah, all he had to force out. But, hey, we'll take the run. We tie this bad boy up. Kobe comes across. Landon gets thrown out 6-5 there for out number one. Posty should be down there, and he is at second. And Brock reaches on a fielder's choice. So he's at first. So 1-1 ball game here. One out. Runners at first and second. So Daniel Patch.
So Patchy DH's tonight. Is it because he pitched last night in his arm, or is it because, why? Whoa, there's an Aoife's pitch. Any idea?
I don't know. I don't know. But maybe, you know, I guess Kendrick could have DH because he hit the ball hard last night, too.
Yeah.
So maybe he, there goes a runner. That was a hit and run, and Patchy fouls this baby back over to the batting cage. One ball, two strikes, the number 66. Threw a heck of a game last night. The young man threw a two-hitter through seven innings, and then Troy come in and pitched three innings. Did a great job, got the win. That one swung on. That's going to be in the hole. Maybe right fielder coming over fast. He is going to make a play. He slips. Now Ryan's going to take off, and he's going to try to tag and go to third, and he head first slides into third. Nice awesome. Job. So Posty tags.
Patchy hit her hard. And nice play by center field.
The best part about it is now he gets a sacrifice.
Ram is from Hunchburger Corner.
Yep. Burger Corner.
Daniel has rib issues.
Daniel has rib issues. No kidding.
Yep, that's what mom says.
Me too. I could use some barbecue
ribs. Oh, man.
Whew,
shut your yappers. Oh, my God.
Now what?
I have rib issues.
I love ribs.
I'd take ribs over maid rides any day of the
Annie
week.
Patch. Annie Patch acts like she's a nurse.
Oh.
She don't know nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Jeez.
I'm going to disagree with that.
I'm hoping she's got some skills. Runners at first and third. Riley Will, our batter. Center fielder. 1-1 ball game. Go ahead, runs.
Rodney Stenson. That's the guy out in the bases.
Rodney Stenson.
Does he do basketball games?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Riley sitting on that bad boy and just got out there a little bit too early in front of it.
Couldn't see his face.
One ball, two strikes, two outs.
Thought that might be the guy, but I had no idea what his name was.
The pitch comes in, and he hits that baby on the screws right over to the third baseman's head, and that's going to give the Indians the lead. So the Indians having a great bottom of the first inning there. Riley Will with a bullet over the third baseman's head, and that's going to bring Ryan Post home for the go-ahead run to make it 2-1. Brock ends up over at second.
Riley was due to get a base hit. He's been hitting the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Hines got the cutest kids I've ever seen. Look
out. They are awesome.
Yep. Thank God they look like your mom.
Yep, they're just
Matt Hines
cute
is not
as can
a pretty guy.
Matt Hines.
But he has a good smile.
That ball gets away, and Brock Deuce goes over to third, and he's in there. Man, that didn't squirt very far.
No.
Indians aggressive on the base pads.
I like it.
Well, this is our, like we said, this is our last regular season game. Tuesday night, Ada comes to town for the first game of the sectional tournament. Man, I'd love to go in there with a three-game win streak going on.
Ooh, good cut.
Kendrick Wendell, our batter now. One ball, one strike to him. He was going to take that baby to the moon with that big swing.
He might have been going to the water.
Hey, look at our clock. Are we 16 minutes into the game?
Yeah, it's running.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like it.
There's a ground ball over to the third baseman. He's got a tough play. Throws it over to the first baseman and gets a one-hopper.
Oh, Kendrick quit running.
Yeah, Kendrick quit running on that when he thought he was out.
Mm.
First baseman drops the ball, and he gave him plenty of time to pick it up. That would have been another run, my friends. But in the end, we get two runs on a couple of hits. We bat seven, and we'll go to the top of the second inning. Indians grabbed the lead back 2-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, back here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the second inning. Ducey back out there. He's going to face 7-8-9. Yount Peters and Blumenstock. Blumenstock might be a race car driver. No, that's Bloomquist, I believe. Working man showing up again tonight.
Okay, so
whoa,
Chase Don Kemper checks in.
The Digger.
He says Ram is from Hunchburger Corner.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
That's right where Mississinewa School is. But I think he's probably closer to Brock.
That one's popped up.
Tough play. Riley comes in, makes it, though. Nice job.
I thought Ram's home place was the first house right before Lightsville. Now, did the family farm that?
Well, I don't know. One of the things I'm going by is you go, you dead end on Union City Road, hit Ellis Road, and you drive right up that driveway to the Rhodes homestead.
Is that right?
That says it on the barn. And it has a date, which is, I think, quite a while ago. It's been there for 60 years at least with Rhodes Homestead.
They used to always do that. When we lived out at the Jameson Farm, it had Love Jameson on the roof.
Actually in the shingles. Oh, yeah.
I do. There's a little nubbler going to go.
Ball. Minnesota Fats.
Spinning foul.
What was that?
Massey.
I thought Rhodes grew up on the state line off of Peters Road. I thought that's where he told me he always goes mushroom hunting. Oh, I know he's got the cat out of the bag.
What's he eating? Got him a pop.
Pitches outside. One ball, two strikes. Ducey got him to try to chase on outside. Didn't go for it. One away here. Base is cleared.
I was sitting outside yesterday. Chuck and Kathy walk over. Ram pulls in. That's great talk.
Oh, yeah.
Ram was talking about some flat guy who just passed away that Ram seen him play at Convoy.
Hmm.
He had 74 the game Ram was there.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Pinky Gabley went to it.
Steve Platt. Yep. Yeah. He used to play in that Convoy tournament that Kevin Dilworth played in.
That's what he was talking about.
And he was 40 then. And he stood flat foot about 30 feet out and never missed a shot.
Ooh, that's got the white truck.
That one's popped up and no, white truck's not here.
What you got?
Golf cart.
Oh, you drove a car now?
Yep.
You getting a new one?
Someday, yeah. It's coming.
Oh, you got it ordered.
Yep. There's a ground ball over to Troy. Troy comes up, fires over to Kendrick, and Kendrick makes a stretch and play. So he'll go down to 5-3. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Cole Blumenstock to the plate.
We got the MAC Finals track meet over at Barenburgie Park.
I actually was a couple minutes tardy here today because I was watching the boys pole vault.
Really?
And that's probably the first time in 54 years I've actually watched live pole vaulting.
So I'm going to be getting updates from Sam throughout the evening as
that'll
the
be
Indians
good.
Get some results in. I'm sure it's going to be a long night over there at the Barenburgie. I think Digger's there because I think he does the awards. I think Don's.
Yeah.
That's probably
I bet that's right.
A lot
yeah.
of people there. A lot of buses.
Yep.
Big show. Big show. One ball, no strikes.
We got a really big show.
That's a big show. Two balls, no strikes now to the number nine hole hitter.
Well, if the windows weren't already open, we'd have opened them right about then.
Well, I'm just worried about things below us.
Yep. Make popcorn taste funny.
Here comes a 2-1. Swing and a miss.
Had to be something eight.
Really? That's almost always it.
It's these wooden chairs.
I hope you like
it. You never heard any of my farts until I started getting wooden chairs.
I hope you like doing the play by play.
There's a cushion right back there.
You got about five and a half headings to go.
Yep, there's a cushion right behind you.
Do you know that you can get a Coors Light 20 ounce metal bottle for $1 in Salina?
Four for $5, isn't that what I said?
Yeah, $1.25 a beer.
Okay.
It's a great deal.
Okay, well, let's go get one.
Well,
did you bring
out.
Me one?
They're out, by the way. Nice job right there, easy. Brocker. Gets him on the outside edge for strikeout looking. Three up, three down for Brock. We'll go to the bottom of the second. 2-1 Indians.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead for their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go. Back at the old palace here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Dylan Evers going to lead us off, followed by Troy Homan. Then we roll back to the top to Kobe Wendell.
Calpy, we lost one of the nicest ladies. Kathy Gehouse passed away this morning, and she was just an absolute beautiful human being.
She was, you know, I got this for a while there when Wade was playing basketball. I would we'd look for her, see where she was sitting at, because she brought more food than
her and grandma.
And they had some, oh my God, cookies and jerky. And
they always brought that peanut brittle.
Man, oh man,
yeah. What a
great, you know, lady,
great family.
Rest in peace,
Dan. We send our prayers, Dan and the whole crew.
That's right.
Wonderful person. Cancer.
And you know what? You know, she battled it. She got through it. And I thought all was good. Yeah. And then that's the way the big C works. And that's a pisser. Three balls, two strikes to Dylan.
Hey.
Dylan takes that, baby.
Killer!
Oh, shortstop gets back in time on a weak line drive. gets back there and catches it. Dillon gets a piece of it. So a line out to the shortstop for out number one. Brings Troy Homan to the plate. Troy Homan with a victory last night. Big win over the Redskins. Pitched good, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Man, oh, man.
He was fired up when he got that last out.
Yes, he was. That baby's high and inside. Excuse me.
Todd said him and Michelle and Will and Grandma was at Mercer Truck Stop eating, listening to the game on the radio.
Oh, really?
He said we were chomping our food and chomping our fingernails.
Yeah, well, he loaded them babies up, you know, in the tent, yeah, bottom of the tent, loaded them up. And we're like, oh, no. And they got one run and tying run sitting there at second base. And we got out of her, boys. There's a rocket over to the first baseman. First baseman gets his glove on it, and he's going to do it unassisted. Hard hit ball. Yeah, hard hit ball, and that goes down three with the big U on it. And that's going to be two up, two down, and we roll back to the top. To number seven, the senior, Kobe Wendell.
So Tuesday, and after we beat Ada, we'll go to Thursday. We'll play Crestview at Crestview?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Foul ball.
And then the districts are at Coldwater?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Crestview. Man, where do we go from Crestview?
I don't know, but they got a huge press box.
Yes. It's like a...
Of course, it's going to be 80.
Like it's a machine shed.
But the only thing is, it's down the right field line.
Yeah.
It's way down the right field line. You can't see can't see the plate very good.
We can't. The people in the front half of that press box got a great view of it.
Really?
Yeah. I always complained to them. Tommy Weigel.
I believe it is.
Hello, Tommy Weigs.
Good to see that big boy out cruising around on his golf cart. One ball, two strikes to Kobe. Kobe takes that one on the E. Gets rung up. Looking. Three up, three down. Quick second inning. We'll go to the
fast one.
We'll go to the top of the third here. And it's still lead 2-1.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back getting ready for the top of the third inning. Franklin Monroe rolling back to the top of the order here with Byers, Shar, and Sees. First pitch swung on, super high fly out to right field. Plenty of time for Dillon to get over there and put that in the old back pocket. And that is one up and one down. So Parker Shar coming to the plate, the right fielder. He's a little guy, Neil.
I looked at him. He's a senior.
Yeah.
But he is skinny as can be.
Yes, he is. He's a little fella. That baby is a strike right down Broadway.
What position's he playing?
Right field.
Okay. Yep. I bet he's quick as a bunny. Doesn't have any weight to carry.
That's for sure. Curveball. Great curveball, by the way. Comes across the plate. Steerack 2. Parker Shar is going to see another version of the Uncle Charlie. No, hit him a fast heater just on the outside. Good eye by him. He might have saw Riggs jump over to set up out there. He's doing it again. Curveball right there. Ooh, a little elevated.
Ooh.
Could have rung him up. Not now.
Yeah.
Could have rung him up.
From here, I'd have rung him up. But
two balls, two strikes now. One away. Here comes a 2-2. That swung on and missed. Nice job. Two up, two down. That's five in a row now. Six in a row make that for Brock Deuce. What's he doing out there? Ordering something?
Yeah, little kids. I was kind of teasing them.
Oh. 30. I thought I heard you say something about onions and mushrooms.
Yeah, one kid gave me the finger.
Oh, I hate that.
Get back in the box, he said.
Another great curveball by Bruiser to start this young man off.
Hey, fat guy.
Right across the plate.
Hey, fat guy, get back in there. Drive them guys nuts.
Ooh. Inside.
We're the only two that flinched.
Yeah.
Umpire didn't flinch, batter didn't flinch. Me and you jumped back like somebody threw a brick at us.
That one, if he'd had a mustache, he wouldn't have it now.
That's for sure.
Came right in under his nose.
One ball, one strike. Here it comes. There's a hard ground ball over to Landon Post. Landon gets a cherry hop off the grass, flips it over to Kendrick Wendell. And that's seven in a row retired now by Bruiser Deuce. And we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians still clinging to a one-run lead.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Total All right, we're back here in a press box. Indians leading 2-1 here in the bottom of inning three, and it is 2-3-4. Sounds like some runs, Mr. Kelp.
Absolutely. Go. Landon Post, Ryan Post, and Brock Deuce.
Post, Deuce, that's at least a run.
We don't have a lot of hard names, you know?
No.
That?
Yep. We got pretty easy, don't we?
We have in the past, but
I don't know.
Pretty good
know.
Shape here.
We know him pretty well.
Yeah.
That's easier for us, I understand.
Yeah, a little bit.
That, but. First pitch swung on and knocked down to the first baseman right on the old stripe, and he basically scoops it up with his foot on the bag. So three with the big U beside that one too, and that's going to be out number one. That's going to bring Ryan Post to the plate. Posty one for one came around to score.
Had a nice pinch hit last night.
Yeah, he came in. No, he came in
scored
back in the game and
had a base hit. Scored a run, too.
Absolutely. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. That swung on and popped foul out of play.
Watch out, old dog.
Old Butte.
Old Butte.
He's mad.
He's barking like an old wild dog.
Here comes a 1-1 to Ryan. That swung on and hit pretty high in the air and not super deep out towards center field. Center fielder coming in on his tails, and he gets her.
Second baseman just pointed at it. Didn't run.
That's what you do.
Got her.
When you know you got a good center fielder, you just point.
The running events do not start till 6 tonight.
Oh.
That's why we haven't got any track results. Because I just said, Sam, crickets or what? She said, Dad, you're stupid.
First pitch swung on.
How about that? That's the fastest inning ever.
And that's it out to the... That's unbelievable.
That's four pitches.
That inning took, I mean, I might still be able to go to the Mexican with my wife if we keep this up. All right, we're through three. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. No, we'll go to the bottom of the, what the hell are we doing? We'll go to the top of the fourth.
Just look at your book, Dave. You don't need to look at the scoreboard. Just look at your book.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Culane's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Culane's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Culane's, 375-4274.
All right, Mac, we are top of the fourth inning. Going to be 4-5-6. Bridger Deuce back out there on the mound. After that first inning, he's been stellar. Three up, three down, both innings. And we'll see what old Gabe Sargent can do for him. He reached on a air the last time.
Gabe Sargent, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
As we wind down the season, Calpe, we're going to talk about our sponsors and what these people mean to us at Fort Recovery Radio and how awesome they are. We're going to single out three of them right now. Miracle Lanes, Corey and Jared, you got to love them guys. They do a hell of a job. They support our schools, and we can't thank them enough. Fowler Mechanical, they've been involved in the baseball program forever.
Yep, since Neil started, I think. He's been involved in it.
And talking to you, Calpe, we talk about the new addition out to the baseball field. Chad's got a big hand in that. I think he might be a booster.
He's on the committee. He's one of the two on the committee, and him and Ryan Ten are very involved in it. And it'll be a pleasure to work with him on that project. And I think it'll go good. I'm anxious to start it, but bottom line is we got to wait on the first guy to get there. And it'll happen.
Yep. And then Fort Camp Excavating, Susie and Brian, and I was talking to Susie today. I said, Susie, your commercial, a hose satellite guided tile machine. You have no idea what that is. She talks, and she told me to shut the blank up. I didn't appreciate it.
Swing and a miss. Nice job right there by Bruiser.
And then she explained it to you for 20 minutes.
And then she told me exactly what it was. And I felt pretty stupid. But, you know, the Fort Camps and Susie's kids have been –
I would never, ever once call Susie out on anything.
I will call Susie out.
And you'll be wrong again. you can be brave all you want, you'll still be wrong.
First pitch in there to
No, but there's some of the people outside. And we're going to talk about the rest of them throughout the
day. Yeah, you know what? I don't think anybody ever balks. They just do it, man. And they all listen, and it's awesome. So can't thank them enough.
Well, when I go to see if they want to do it, they always say yes. And then the next question is Bob and Dave announcing again.
They actually bring that up?
Oh, absolutely.
And they won't. Probably.
Is that normally when we kind of take the old check and turn it in half? Yep. Is that when they?
They are pretty happy when you guys are doing it. Because the best thing they say, the best thing about it is sometimes they talk about baseball.
That's true.
You do struggle a lot. I wish you'd focus a little more.
Says the guy that's always on his phone.
Here comes a 3-1. That's way high.
Come on, Deucer.
First free pass given up by Deucey.
I don't know. I got a missed call from Don Kemper. This can't be good.
Digger knows you're on the air, and you cannot be disturbed.
Maybe he's got something important.
Put your do not disturb sign out.
I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah. You can't call him. I don't care. He is a commish.
He ain't very good at it either.
Boy, I tell you what.
He's the best we have.
He's about.
I mean, if you look at Tim Buescher, twice as good as Digger. Phil Schumann, not even close.
Well, you got to go out and you know the cupboards are getting bare.
It is.
So, you know, they found Digger back in the back corner and pulled him out. 41 minutes into this ball game, this is my new favorite thing.
Yeah, at the end of the game, you're going to be able to say, before a crowd of 137 people in a game that took 2 hours and 4 minutes, the Indians win it 7-3.
Absolutely. Before, we had no way of knowing.
Nope.
I mean, we don't have any kind of watches or
our phones don't have clocks.
We don't have stopwatches and clocks and timers, but now it's right in front of us.
Yep.
Hell, anybody can do it. Runner at first. Room ball the batter. One out. Don't put Digger on. Yep.
Hey, what are you jokers doing?
Hey, you're on the air, you're on the Digger.
What?
You're on the air right now. This is
no,
big.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
You guys go, like, I listened to the Indians bat last out. You come back, we're pulled out of the inning. I'm like, what happened at 1-2?
5 pitches.
It's a quick one.
What the hell is going on?
It's a quick one. Right now, it's 2-1, Diggers. Here comes the pitch. That swung on, and that's going to be falling in there for a base hit in front of Kobe.
Are you going?
Kobe going hard to second, trying to get a force out. He did not.
All right, we'll see.
I picked up two gifts for tickets, a car. I got everything covered.
Are you thinking bowling alley after the track meet? You got to get home right away or not?
I'm thinking bowling alley. I might. I told Amy when I walked out, she had surgery. So
she had what?
She's recuperating. She had a hiatal hernia.
Oh.
And she had surgery for that. And so she's not feeling the best. And I said.
So you left?
I said, see you later.
Well, so what are you going to do? She goes, I'm just going to sit around home. And I go, hey, you know what? I might need a ride maybe later tonight.
Well, we might see you later tonight.
Right. So I told her, you know, take it easy on the. She has some
pain pills, milk
hydrocodone. I said, take it a little easy on the hydrocodone. I might need a ride.
In case you got to come pick me up.
All right.
See you, Don.
See you, Digger.
Well, back to baseball with bunt foul.
Well, runners at first and second here. And Ducey got the first out swinging, and now he falls himself in a little bit of trouble. 1-1. He'd get out of this right here. Double play. I like it. Here comes the pitch. He shows bunt. Pulls back and takes a strike all the way. 1-2. Coach Zimmerman down there barking some orders down to his batter, Carson Yount. Cade Peters on deck. Come on, Deuce, get down here. High inside ball. He turns on it and pulls it way foul. We can't get complacent here. I want to win this ball game. You know that, Bobby?
I'm with you, brother. Unfortunately, we don't have much to say about it.
Well, we can clap.
Root them.
Give them the old fist bumpers.
We could do the wave.
Want to start that, Spencer?
Spencer, you.
Spencer's first, me in the middle. And back at you. There's a ground ball to the middle. Here's a tailor-made double play over to Posty, and it gets over to Kendrick, and it's going to get past Kendrick. Ryan had a chance there. He flips it over to Landon. Landon scoops and had to hurry it and fires over to Kendrick, and he landed it about 15 feet in front of the bag, and it just... I'm going to have to go with an air on that.
E4
there for sure. Yount reaches on the fielder's choice. Broomball is thrown out there, 6-4 for out number 2. And Holzer comes all the way around to score to knock this bad boy back up at all squared, 2-2.
The ball was slowly hit. I don't think he could have turned it. I would have liked to see him fake the throw to first and pick this guy right off third as he was stretching down the line.
And, you know, he may do that someday.
Yeah.
He may do
right.
that someday.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
You know what? I played with a fella, and he was a pretty good athlete. You're going to say he wasn't, but played with a fella in high school.
Jeff Rammel.
His name was Mick McClurg.
Mick McClurg.
And Mick played third base. He scooped the ball up. There was a guy at third. He picked the ball up. And did a great fake to first. Kid took off. And Mick said, I got the ball. And the kid tried to come back to third, and Mick tagged him out. Great play. Swing and a miss right there.
Two unearned runs for the Jets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both unearned runs.
Which won't be of any consequence if we score about 8 or 10 and hold them the rest of the way.
Well, I would love to get the old bats just...
Yep, we need to get them rolling.
Bat about 12 of them. Nice stop by Riggs.
Not that winning a close game like last night's is a bad thing, but I would love to get those bats going.
Get them hot.
Yep.
Take her in the next week. Or just get the win. Save the hot bats for Tuesday. There goes the runner. Hit and run was on, and that baby is hit hard. Going to get past Kobe. Kobe's going to have to chase it down. I think it's going to score the go-ahead run, and it is. Great call by Coach Zimmerman on the hit and run. Great piece of hitting by Cade Peters. He's got a stand-up double, and the Jets retake the lead.
Yeah, Kobe misplayed that. I mean, he wasn't going to catch it, but he came in on it.
Yep.
And once he realized that, this was hit harder than he thought, that
it was
baby
past
was
him.
Way over
yep.
his head.
By the time he realized it was gone.
Yep.
So he had to chase it all the way out to the warning track, turning fire back in. So two runs across the plate here in the top of the fourth.
Unearned runs.
And again. Could have been out of that inning. That pitch outside. Top of the fourth, 3-2, Jets. They picked up one in the first, two here in the top of the fourth so far. Indians picked up two in the bottom half of the first inning, and that's it. That pitch was high.
A little inside, and Jerry's going to go
high and
do
inside.
A little chit-chat with the pitcher in infield.
Jerry's going to go out and talk to Ducey and see how he's doing. We'll take a real quick break here. I think it'll probably take him about a minute, and we'll be back here in a second.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here getting ready. Looks like we're going to have a quick pitching change. I don't know if Ducey just wasn't feeling it or if Jerry just had a gut feeling. He's going to bring in the young freshman, Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce so far has actually been great both times I've seen him pitch. He's hit one time, and he hit a bullet right down the third baseline. It's amazing, my memory, when it comes to baseball, boys.
Yep. See, I sort of remember. I remember him pitching and pitching well. I didn't remember any of his hits.
Coach Kopp likes this young man. He likes his demeanor. He likes that he, you know, he's a gamer. He's kind of like Troy. He wants to freaking win, man. Let's go.
Yep.
He's not like Bobby. Bobby's kind of on the bubble half.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm a little bit like that. I kind of ain't gonna argue about that. A little bit like it. Does he go to third and Troy goes to the bench? Know what happened?
I don't know.
Ducey stayed.
I see
Ducey
out there, so he must be going to third base. I'd say you are correcto. Mr. Troy Boy heading into the old seat on the pine.
I would say that Jerry had this kid figuring on pitching anyway. You think?
Yes, I do, because actually Jerry and I talked, and we talked about the upcoming week and I think he wants to have the opportunity to have Brock available, Troy available, Dylan available. And, you get the tournament. I think.
My question is why do you take him out on 2-0 count?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Ducey threw a sign to coach or what. But
or Jerry seen something he didn't like, maybe laboring a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a question I won't ask the coach, because that would take about 3.5 hours to explain that to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you would get an explanation. And if he has to explain every step that his wheels take, it can't be done in a short period of time. His wheels are moving all the time.
his wheels are moving, that's for sure, because his wife's chasing him, beating on him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go, Ducey. Okay. Two balls, no strikes. First pitch in there, way outside. Ducey's like, eh, no big deal, first ball. Wait a minute, my friend, that's a 3-0 count you're going to do now. Runner over at second. Cole Blumenstock, the batter. Got to throw a strike, and he does.
Nice.
Innings lost the lead here so far in this inning. We trail by one, 3-2. That one swung on and fouled out of play.
Might get a car. Didn't hear a thump. Yep, landed right behind a pickup truck, about 3 feet from a black pickup truck.
You have no idea.
He makes so much stuff up.
I saw it bounce.
No. We do not lie on Fort Carter Radio.
One thing after another.
Really?
Yep.
All right, he worked his way back to a 3-2. Here comes the pitch. Throws it outside. So the 9-hole hitter, Blumenstock, meds down to first, and now we roll back to the top. This young man led off the game with a base knock.
Okay, so this Deuce boy here. Alex Deuce. Who's his mom and dad? Is this a tractor pole?
Yeah, Nick and Nick? Jenny.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yep. This is out there That's by Todd Homan.
Yeah.
Tractor pole.
Yeah, huh? Nick
always runs a tractor.
Yeah.
Oh,
ambassador. Yeah, he doesn't drive a tractor.
Yeah.
You thought he had a big tractor, Minneapolis Moline, or what do you like, Alice Chalmers?
I thought that's the way you were going with it. Yeah,
and he is extremely particular about his lawn. You go out there, and his lawn is striped perfectly.
I like mine.
I don't drive by your house.
You see my weed whacking job I did, my edging? Whew, Jesus.
Checking that out.
If I don't win most improved dwelling, I will be in a complete.
And you fixed your siding, you said.
Siding fixed, new patio.
You're back, baby.
Yep.
One ball, one strike, two outs. We got to get out of this jam. Runners at second, third now. There's a weak ground ball going to go foul down the first baseline.
Do I have to get a building permit to put a patio on?
Ooh, permanent. It's permanent, right?
Yep. I didn't.
Well, you have to take it out and put it back in.
Well, you will. You can still pay for it.
I am not paying for it.
Well, now that you turn that up.
$5 or something, Bob.
It's $35
now. Okay.
Jeez.
$50 on Wig Street.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Highfalutin neighborhood.
All right, runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be sliced out the left field, folks.
Good piece of hitting there.
Goes with the pitch, hits it out towards Kobe, scores two more.
5 unearned runs.
When that, my friends.
That hurt.
That hurts. So
yep.
Jace Byers with another base hit. He's 2 for 3. And that makes it a 5-2 ball game. Gosh dang it.
We're all right. We'll score at least 6.
We're going to score 6. Mm-hmm. Okay. Parker Shaw, the batter. Ducey having a little control troubles right now. Not to be confused with the starting pitcher, Brock Deuce. This is Alex Deuce.
Cousins.
I would say.
Yeah, probably. Dads were cousins. I don't think their dads are brothers.
There's a lot of Deuces.
Oh, got him picked off. Here we're going to have a pickle.
Good job.
Ryan's going to chase him down. He gives it over to Kendrick. Kendrick tags him out. Nice job by Alex Deuce. We get out of that mess. But they score 4 biggins, and they take a 5-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, here we go. We're coming back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Spencer, you wanted to talk about some?
Nope, I just thought we were going to. It looked like they were going to be a little longer. I was going to let Bob talk about some of our sponsors.
Absolutely. But we got
Daniel.
Well, Patchy's going to be our leadoff guy, and it's going to be Patchy, Riley Will, and Kendrick Wendell.
This is big.
This call's from Lima, Ohio.
Ooh, this could be big.
Yep.
Could be disconnected.
And it wasn't. Patchy takes first pitch, Jack. Here comes the second pitch to him. That's swung on and out towards right center. Drop right fielder there. Sliding over, and he's going to make the play.
Now batting number zero, Riley Will.
So fly ball to the center fielder and a fly ball to the right fielder so far by Patchy tonight. That's one away in the inning, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Riley one for one in this ball game. Had a nice base knock right there across the third baseman's head last time up. Third baseman might want to back up just a smidger. First pitch, nice breaking ball. Swing and a miss.
Talk about some more of our sponsors. Performance.
Physical therapy, yep.
The physical therapy, Tiff Garkey, Tiff McEldowney now.
There's a hard hit ball over to the shortstop. Man, he gets a cherry hop. He comes firing across. And that makes shortstop look good when you get hops like that.
It's funny, that performance and I took Gary Burring to that place numerous times when Gary was battling his cancer, and they just treat him like a king, and he loved that place. That was a place that took care of GB, and you know, that's the little things that you notice, and I know they do a lot of things out there, but GB loved them people at Performance. So
I hope I never have to go.
Amen. Wayne Street Market, of course, they sponsor Bub and Fee. Sports Talk, they've been involved in everything. And
there's a rocket. Sheesh. Holy cow. You talk about the hot corner. We just talked about the third baseman playing about 10 feet in on the grass. And Kendrick tried him out. And, I mean, he hit a bullet down to him, and he sucked it up like Eureka and flew.
That was a tremendous play.
Threw that baby over to first. Three up, three down. That's 9-10 in a row for the Lancers. We'll be back. We're trailing 5-2. We'll go to the top of the fifth.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Top of the fifth inning. I would have got that with that net there.
Yep, you'd have had it.
Indians trailing 5-2 over the Jets. Jets with a force pack right in the bottom or the top of the fourth, and Indians find themselves playing catch up. Doozy on the mound. First pitch is fouled back for strike, and that pitch is on the inside corner. Strike 2-0-2. The count on Parker Schar, Blake Cease, and Gabe Sargent. Three batters for Andy Zimmerman and the Jets. Jets come in 10-10, playing in the cross-country conference. They're located in Pittsburgh, Ohio. Nice little area down there, and they got a... It's amazing how small that town that they're in. I mean, all there is a little store and the high school.
Yep.
But there's about, I don't know how many. Oh, good curveball, Doozy. Nice job. One up, one down. Here's Cease. Fifth strikeout for the Indian pitching today. Gabe Sargent on deck. How many towns make up the old Frank Monroe O'Neill?
As far as I know, it's just just Pittsburgh. There's little tiny places. Little crossroad towns.
With
I can't
churches.
Remember what else is out there. But
yeah, there's a place on 571. That's where they...
Painter Creek.
Painter Creek. That Harley-Davidson place.
I think they probably do go there.
There is a ground ball landed post. High hopper. Fields it. Fires it across. Two up, two down for the Indians. Here's Gabe Sargent. Gabe, the catcher. He's reached on an error and struck out swinging. Brendan Hostler on deck. Trent Dews doing the pitching.
Who?
What'd I say?
Trent. It's Alex.
Alex. Who's Trent Dews? Oh, he played baseball for us.
Yeah. He's not playing tonight.
No. Alex Dews. That's fouled back the screen.
You had that one too, Bob.
Ooh, my arms ain't that long, bro.
Oh, yeah. That was a little... You'd had to hang out the window.
Talking about Wayne Street Market and their sponsorship of Fort Recovery Indian Baseball and a couple other ones. We've got a list of them. We've talked about a few of them so far. B&D Contracting, Dave and Lucy, they give their right arm. There's a fly ball right field. Troy out there camping, and he's got it. We'll come back with more of the sponsors. Three up, three down. Bottom of the fifth, Indians trail 5-2.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, we're back. Bottom of five. Indians trailing 5-2. 8-9-1. Alex Deuce. Troy Homan. Top of the order. Kobe. We need a couple here, boys. We need a couple. We're kind of dead right now. Game momentum, and we ain't got none right now. We're talking about our sponsors who make all this possible. And we talked about Dave and Lucy at B&D Contracting. Them guys do everything. If you need something in our town, huge supporter of what we have here in our town. B&D. And Cooper Farms, well, they
support everything.
They kind of do their share, I think so, too.
A little bit more than their share.
Yep.
I had lunch, there's a swing of lunch today with Mr. Jim Cooper.
Had lunch with Mr. Jim Cooper?
Yeah.
How was that?
He's a good man.
Yeah. Yep. He was Carl Link.
Carl?
Yep. Them boys are getting ready to head her out to Wyoming to the CLM meetings. That one is right over our head. Foul ball. 02, Alex Dews. Hall Brothers. They're probably a little busy right now. They have no tractors.
Nobody does.
Thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's nuts.
Hall Brothers, big supporter of Fort Recovery Schools. There's a swing and a miss. Gets away from the catcher, but not very far. He fires it on down to first to complete the strikeout of Alex Dews. One up, one down.
Now batting, number 11.
Here's Troy. Troy hit it hard first time up. Grounded right to the first baseman. Tell you, this kid, this left-hander on the mound, he...
Been on a roll, ain't he?
Yeah, and he doesn't throw hard, but Calvin Baker, and he just has us out of whack. Actually, I think the two runs we scored is unearned, too. I think every run in this game is unearned. Seriously.
Most of them, definitely.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That one's in the dirt 1-1.
I think Troy's going to find him a gap here.
Troy Holman, wearing number 11, purple and white. Waves that.
We need to get the bats going here, yep. Boys. Come on, score some runs here. Chip away. Let's go.
We're running out of chances. Popped up, foul, over towards Ramrod. Off the road. And into marvelous Marvin Collins' yard. Troy chokes up a little bit on that. Two strikes. And a pitch outside. 2-2.
Let's go, Troy. Be on base.
Still waiting some track results here. That's just getting underway, the running events. So we'll be getting those as we... There's a ground ball. Hit slowly to first.
Tough play.
Tough play. He beat it out. Nice job, yep. Troy. Good hustle. Good hustle by Troy Homan. He beats out an infield single. Indians needed that. Indians needed that. Come on, Kobe. Kobe's had a tough game. Reached on an error, struck out. Had a big error to start out the game. But a ball that he would catch about 100 times. Abby Francis finishes fifth in the 100-yard dash. Owen Mormon, eighth in the 110-yard dash. Congratulations to those kids. They're getting points for the Indian track team. Under coach Christy Reisner, Holly Gand, her brother Shane Stein.
Yep.
There's a strike.
You ready for tonight's baseball stumper?
As long as it makes sense.
I mean, I've been working hard to try to figure one out here, but there is one catcher.
Okay.
In Major League history.
I like it. In the dirt.
I already have an answer. Don't know the
Duval.
Question.
He one threw. Strike.
Oh.
Out the same base runner trying to steal four times in one game.
That's nice. That's a good one.
He threw out Robbie Thompson.
Okay, from San Francisco.
On June 27th,
second
1986.
Baseman.
1986.
Nope. My answer is out. In a 12-inning game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. He's the only catcher in Major League history to ever do that.
Throw out one player four times. Robbie Thompson played for San Francisco. So...
This catcher is a red.
Okay, so it's okay. Eddie. There's a fly ball hit well to left.
Get down.
And it's just foul. Dang.
That left fielder made a great effort.
Well, the answer that everybody would say would be Eddie Taubensee or Joe Oliver. Now.
So here's my question.
Okay, all right.
Here's my three guesses.
Okay. All right.
Joe Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Diaz. Or.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Bench.
Well, it ain't Johnny Bench.
Okay. Johnny's out.
Okay. So we're down to two. Bo Diaz. Joe Oliver. There's a ground ball to third. Third baseman up. Fires it across. And he gets Kobe on a nice stretch by the first baseman. Kobe grounds out to third. Troy goes on to second.
He's making
5-3, two outs.
He's making that look pretty smart playing in on the grass.
Yeah, one hopper right to him.
I was trying to think of the catcher that we all loved, played in the minors forever.
Oh, yeah.
Came up every now and then, had a big mustache.
Yep.
Gosh dang it.
He's always McSovers.
What the heck is his name?
There's a slow curve for strike to Landon. Landon... got hit by a pitch and then grounded to first base unassisted. Corky Miller.
That's the guy I was trying to think of. Good job, partner.
That's outside. 1-1.
Little two-out bingo here. Come on.
I'm going to guess Bo Diaz was not there in 1986. I'm going to go with Joe Oliver. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. This
Final
kid's
answer.
Done a nice job.
Final answer from Bobby is Joe Oliver, and he is wrong.
Ooh, Big Bo Diaz.
Big Bo Diaz is the only catcher in Major League history to throw out the same base runner four times in a game.
Well, that's a good stat. Is Bo Diaz dead?
I don't think so. What makes you say that?
I think he got electrocuted.
Really?
Working on his TV tower in Philippines or wherever. That's high. Full count? Not 100% sure, but somebody did. One of the Reds catchers did. Full count. Base hit's going to score. Troy, that's outside. Good job, Landon.
Come on. Two out bingo.
Now
let's go.
The Indians with runners at first and second. Here's Ryan Post. Post, he flew out to center field and had a base hit first time up. Playing shortstop tonight, Coach Kopp. Good to see Ryan back in the lineup.
Feeling good about this at-bat right here.
Lefty versus lefty.
Yep. That one's in the dirt, ball one. Brock Dew's on deck. We'll take any kind of base runners we can get. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth. That one's way outside.
Getting a little wild, isn't
it? Yeah, getting a little wild. Looks like he's laboring a little bit. Laboring.
That means he's going to hang one here, and Ryan's going to drive it. There's a nice gap out there in right center.
Spence's calling a gap shot. That's a base hit up the middle. That was hit hard. Here comes the play at the plate, and he's in there. Ball gets by, goes to backstop, and both runners advance.
All
nice
right.
Piece of hitting, Ryan Post.
All right.
Troy comes in to score. Landon goes to third, and Ryan's in at second, and Lindians are in business here as they chop into that deficit. Nice call, Spencey. It wasn't a gapper,
but it worked. Yep. Great timely hitting.
Yeah, we needed that.
We need that.
Here's Brock Dews.
Let's do one or two more of this inning.
Like
now
a
hit would
sure.
tie it. Hit would tie it with the wheels on the bases and the post boys. That one's outside. I have a gut feeling this could be this boy's last batter if he gets on base.
Let's hope he does.
Come on, Doozy. Come on, kid. That's hot. Ooh.
Just right.
1-1.
What
the letters.
What Bob meant was perfect.
Yep.
High in the strike zone.
Yes.
1-1. Two outs. 5-3. Popped him up over towards Indian dugout. Is it her play?
Falls in the dugout.
Between the fence and the actual dugout.
So now, one ball, two strikes to Brock.
74 minutes into the game, it says.
1 hour and 14 minutes. 1 hour and 14 minutes. Beautiful Friday night at the old ball orchard. Can't beat her, boys. Can't beat her. Come on, Deezer. That's way high.
I want to do
that. Pitch was a 35 mile an hour when he just.
I want to do some doubleheaders on a Friday night when we get the new ball field.
Really?
And that'd be for like two 6-inning games or something.
Yep.
I think it'd be
2-2.
Two. Hustle. Come on. Hustle.
Tough play. Second baseman makes the play. Nice play, second baseman. In the inning, the Indians get a run on two base hits. They leave two through five. Your Jets leading it 5-3.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical.
Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Boy, the hot dogs smell good, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She got the big dogs on there now.
Ooh, I came up, she had?
I had a little guy, but she was just putting the big dukes on.
I seen one of them old codgers down there. He had his cell phone out for Franklin Monroe, and he had a big hot dog with mustard dripping off his old. He was happy as can be.
That's yep. Baseball, boy.
Watching his son or grandson.
Yeah, grandson.
All right, here we go. Alex Deuce back out there on the mound. He's going to face 5-6-7, Hustler, Broomball, and Yount. First three batters. Hustler stuffs in there. He reached on an error in the first inning, and he had a base.
Jesus.
Right over the top of Harold Feely's head. He's lucky to be alive.
Buzz, big feast tower.
Wow, that got to that batting cage net in a hurry. Whew.
Quickly gets ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Right down Broadway.
He knew it, too.
Right down Broadway, folks.
Yep.
And that's the big KL in old Campy's book.
KL.
And that's going to be strikeout number 6 for the Indian pitchers tonight. And that's going to bring Dylan Brumball to the plate.
I got some more Campy of our sponsorship, Wangler Hardware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Miner family out there and Matt and...
Big Bubs?
Yep. Bub Jaws and boys do a great job. And for all your hardware needs, go out to Wangler Hardware. We also got the old tin cupboard. You stopped up there last week and ate. I go up there about once a week.
I've been up there about once a week.
Grilled cheese. Yep. I love going up there and getting the old belly full. Got great parm breadsticks.
Joanne's a great lady up there working, and their mom back there comes out and talks to you all the time.
Yep. Can't understand a word she says.
Mm-mm. 300 kinds of hand-dipped ice cream.
Well, I don't think there's 300, but there's a lot of them.
I think there's 15.
Okay, not bad, though.
Good
not
spies.
Bad Fort Recovery Insurance, the great people of Fort Recovery Insurance, for all your insurance needs, get up to Fort Recovery Insurance. Ted, Connor, the crew.
There's a ground ball over towards Kendrick. Going to go off Kendrick glove. And that's going to be an E3.
Mayors, we got? Got a few. I'd say it might be.
I think
be
that
a,
would be four.
Might be at least four, yeah.
Four in my book.
Yep. Hastings Auto Sale, big feeser.
Yep. Just be nice if they could find some cars to buy so people could buy them from them. But
yeah. He will.
Yeah.
The price, K&L, has to come
down. Todd Homan and Kenny.
Much as we razzle Todd, he's a good boy.
Oh, they're great people. Yep, absolutely. And last but not least on our sponsorship, Kelp Pharmacy. And they
been
have
here
a
for
little
40
bit
years.
Of. A, been here for 40 years.
40 year anniversary.
They kind of have a reason to sponsor. I mean,
yeah.
Kind of the.
Somebody's got to do it.
The owner's the coach of the team. But they don't give a crap who the coach of the team is.
Right.
Cal Pharmacy is there for anything in this community. So that's our sponsors, and we really thank them guys. Our last home game of the year to making it all possible.
That baby's popped up over towards the third base side. Ryan Post coming over, and he's going to make the play behind
nice
the bag.
Nice play.
So a pop-up over to Ryan. Makes out number 2. Runner stays at first, and that's going to bring Cade Peters to the plate.
Cade Peters.
The DH.
Great name. Cade Peters.
Kevin Baker pitching a heck of a ball game here for him so far. He got out of that jam, like Bobby said. I think that was going to be his last. We may not see him come back in. That's a hard hit ball out towards Cade. Going to go foul.
That almost hit hard. No Billy B tonight.
Well, you know what? There might be a graduation back in that area or something.
Think so?
Because I talked to Joe Heikamp today. He said he had a graduation to go to this evening. So, back in that neck of the woods. But who knows?
Well, let's see. Neurons live between them, and I think they have a graduate.
Yeah, could be. Ooh, nice job right there. Hits that outside edge again. Should be 0-2. Yes, it is on the scoreboard. Runner at first. Kendrick holding him on. That pitch a little out
Oh, he rung him up on that baby. I'll tell you what.
Took him a little bit to
call. Got him looking. Batter not happy about that call, but too late now. They get a runner on, nothing to show for it. A couple punch outs in that inning, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Indian needs two to tie her up.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Colleen's, 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Indians got two more chances here to tie this bad boy up. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-3 score in favor of Lincoln View. Daniel Patch gets up there. He swings and misses at the first pitch. And next pitch was outside. He smacked at it and hit her foul down to Coach Feely. Made a great scoop. Best scoop of the year. Fired her back to the pitcher.
Hey, he actually leaned over and got that.
Yeah. That one comes in on him, and he pops him up, jams him. Shortstop going out, center fielder coming in. Center fielder calls him off, and he makes the play. Patchy been consistent. Fly out to the center fielder, fly out to the right fielder, fly out to the center fielder.
But he's putting the bat on the ball, and that's good, but we need to get him down.
We need some runners.
Yep, yes,
we need some runners, so Riley Wills is going to step in there. Riley, 1-for-2, base hit, first time up, and grounded out to the shortstop last time up. Ooh. That baby's hit hard out towards the center fielder, and he doesn't even move, folks.
Right at him. Nice hard hit ball.
Line drive. Center fielder with two putouts this inning, and that's going to bring the first baseman, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate. Big number 20. Kendrick's 0-for-2. Grounded out to the third baseman both times.
I think one of those was that real hard shot that he caught on the one hop. He's playing. He's not quite on the grass right now, but he's playing.
He backed up a little bit this time. Yeah. That one's outside.
Said two of them hit at him pretty hard, and he's feeling them well. You got to have a lot of guts to play in that close when they're swinging away.
Here comes a 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big swing right there by Kendrick. Kendrick steps back in there for the 2-1. Here comes the pitch. That's a rocket. And that's going to fall in there for a base hit. So Kendrick 1-for-3 now. So with two outs, we get a runner on, base knock, and that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate.
Now batting, number 4.
Time for that famous two-out bingo.
Alex Deuce stepping in there, I think, for only his second varsity at bat. That I've seen, I know that.
Yeah, I don't believe he batted in the other times he pitched.
Late cut at that pitch right there. Falls behind. 0-1. Two outs here. Bottom of the sixth. Indians down 2.
Let's go, Alex.
Tying run at the plate. Here comes the pitch. That's high. Indians looking to get a little something going here with two outs. One ball, one strike. pitch is in. 2-1 now. With Alex Deuce. Troy Homan on deck. Back-to-back freshman batters right here for Coach Cal. That pitch is in the dirt inside. 3 balls and a strike now. Come on, Alex.
We'll take a walk.
Yeah, we'll take a walk. Beautiful, beautiful night here.
It is.
Fort Recovery, Ohio, west edge of town, yep. Baseball. That baby is a strike. Looked a little elevated to me, but the umpire didn't see it that way. Now it's 3-2, so Kendrick will be going on this pitch. This is a good one for him to try to pick him off on. Be careful. There he goes. That's swung on, and that's going to be in the hole between short and third. And back-to-back base hits. Puts runners at first and second. And that brings Troy Homan to the plate. Troy is 1-for-2.
We have your two-out bingo in progress there,
Copy. So far, so good. Let's see if we can get one run here across the plate. That'd be big. That'd be big.
Looks like we're going to get a pinch runner maybe for Kendrick. Jerry's out there talking into the dugout.
Looks like somebody's coming out. Looks like it's going to be Riggs Toby. Oh, Jackson Urban, I'm sorry. So Jackson Urban enters the game as a pinch runner for Kendrick Wendell.
Couple of guys up from the JV team, and it's good to get them in the in a varsity game here.
Absolutely. So the tying run at first, go ahead run at the plate here with Troy Homan.
Underclassmen everywhere.
I'd like to see Troy hit a rocket out there towards right center. And first pitch, he hits hard out towards the right fielder. Right fielder on his horses. He's turning around all different directions, and he turns around the right direction and makes the play. Troy hit that baby on the screws. Right fielder played him pretty deep. Had to go back about 30 feet, and he had enough for him to make the play. So the Indians get back-to-back base hits. Nothing to show for it. We go to the seventh. Indians still trail 5-3.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales for...
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals, through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecue pork. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead for their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go. Getting into the seventh inning here. Indians got to put a big goose egg up on the board for Franklin Monroe and try to get back in there and get the bats going and score a couple runs to tie this puppy up.
Well, might as well score three and win.
Win this cup. Yeah, absolutely. Alex Deuce back out there on the mound. He's been tough since that first inning he come in relief. That pitch is a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike now to the number 9 hole hitter, Cole Blumenstock. He's going to face 9-1-2. There's a curveball, and that rung him up. Nice job. I'm sorry, strike 2. Great curveball. I say bring it again, Alex.
Yep, that was a nice one.
Bring it again. Here it comes. Fastball chases after it and gets him swinging. Alex Deuce being stellar out there on the mound since that Rocky. And it wasn't really his fault. We had some errors there.
Yep, yep.
And we roll back to the top to Jace Byers, followed by Parker Schar.
Yeah, Alex did a really good job of composing himself and going out and pitching his best.
Absolutely. That one's outside to lead this batter off. One ball, no strikes. Quite a few people here at the old ball game.
Yep.
Comes a 1-0, taken all the way. Two balls and a strike. Two balls and no strikes now. One away. Top of the seventh inning. Jets scored one in the first, and then they had the big inning in the fourth. They scored four runs for their total of five. Indians scored two in the first and one in the fifth for their total of three. We haven't seen a walk-off win yet, Spencey. Tonight is our night, my friend.
Yep. It's coming.
Let's get the goose egg first. Here comes the 3-0, four straight balls by Alex.
They've all been.
Gets the leadoff man on. That's the fourth walk given up by the Indians.
Just a little outside on those pitches, but.
Two of the four walks come around to score in this ball game so far. So Parker Schar is going to step in there, the right fielder. Made a nice play to get the last out in the last inning off Troy's bat. Shows a bunt, slaps it down the first base line, foul. The Indians need to get out of here. Can't give them any more runs. Indians will have the leadoff man up bottom half of the second and the seventh. So we roll the top.
Nice called strike there. Nice pitch by Alex.
No balls, two strikes. To Parker Schar. Blake Sees on deck. Runner at first in Jace Byers. And that's a base hit over towards the right field side. Troy comes up with it. And he throws it into the cutoff man. So a base hit by Parker Schar puts runners at first and second. Fifth hit of the night for the Jets. Alex got to bear down here. We need a goose egg on this scoreboard here to end this top of the seventh.
Yep. Our defense needs to do its job, and they have been, except for that tough inning there a couple innings ago, but going to give them a goose egg here. Let's go, guys.
Coach over there talking to his teammates here. Time is called.
Like the umpire had him say something about something. I don't know. Umpire was over there at third base, and he went over to the dugout. So not sure what was going on there.
I think they're getting somebody down there warming up in the bullpen. Umpire wanted somebody back there to back up the balls.
Oh, probably what that was.
So here comes a three-hole batter. First pitch a little outside for ball. Come on, Alex. We need strikes, baby. We need strikes.
Let's go, Alex.
That one swung on. Fly ball out towards Riley Will in center field. Riley camping underneath it, and he's got it for the second out of the inning. Runners all stay put. And that's going to bring Gabe Sargent to the plate. Sargent reached on an error, struck out swinging, then he flew out to right field last time up. Big out right here for the Indians. Come on, Alex. Infield holding the runner at second. Trying to not give him a big lead, make him get two hits. Swing and a miss.
Nice pitch by Alex there. First pitch strike, that helps a lot.
Runners at first and second. Come on, Riggs. That pitch outside. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Top of the seventh inning. Indians trail by two. 5-3. Brock Deuce at third. Ryan Post at short. Landon at second. Kendrick over at first. That one swung on and popped up. Kendrick's going to make a run for it. Troy's making a run for it, and Troy's going to call him off and make the play. So that's the third out of the inning. We get our goose egg like we wanted. Now we got to get the bats going and kind of get a couple runs here to tie this thing up. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh in a minute.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians need two to tie, three to win. We're going to roll the top to Kobe Wendell, Landon Post, and Ryan Post. First three batters. Sounds like a couple runs to me, Spencey.
I think three.
In the first inning, we scored two, and it was Kobe and Ryan that scored both those runs. And we did a repeat performance of that one.
Yep. At least two of those three people you mentioned are going to score. And then... we'll get some more hits after that with Brock and
let's hope. And, Riley, we got a new pitcher guys in the lineup, Braden Hostler, senior Brendan Hostler, coming in to take the place of Kevin Baker, who pitched a pretty dang good game, folks.
Was this guy the first baseman?
Maybe. Big tall guy.
Yeah.
First pitch in there for a strike on the outside edge. A little more speed here. Actually, he was playing first base. You are correct. That pitch pulled foul over into the dugout of the Jets.
Make him jump.
Kobe falls behind. No balls, two strikes.
Was that, did you say last night, every one of his hits was two strikes?
Two strikes. Swing and a miss. Got him. So the leadoff man goes down swinging. Kobe chased after a breaking ball, and that's out number one here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Let's go, Landon.
So that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. Landon reached a couple times. He was hit by a pitch his first time up, and then he grounded out to the first baseman. And then reached the last time up on a base on balls. So the first pitch comes in. Steve Reich right down Broadway. I'd say this young man's the closer. Big right-hander fires this time a little high. One ball, one strike. Tying run on deck here for the Indians in Ryan Post.
Get that base hit here.
Let's get a guy on. Let's go. Great curveball right there. Froze Posty. One ball, two strikes now. He's going to see the Uncle Charlie again. Here it comes.
high tees. He gets a piece of it, knocks it over to the second baseman. Second baseman bobbles it. Come on, get over there, Landon. And he does. So an error on the second baseman allows the base runner to get down to first base.
Here we go. Here we go.
And that's going to bring Ryan Post to the plate. Second error of the game for the Jets. And that's going to bring Ryan. Ryan is 2 for 3. He had a single and a double so far. And he flew out to the center field.
Come on, buddy.
Landon with a pretty big lead here. Here comes the pitch. That pitch is taken outside for a ball.
Ryan batting left-handed, and they are shading him toward left field.
A little bit. This guy throws some pretty good smoke.
Yep.
See if Ryan can get around on him. Quick throw over to first. Landon back in time. Tying run at the plate. And Ryan Post, Brock Deuce on deck. That pitch he watches, catches the outside edge for a strike.
Not your pitch, Ryan.
One ball, one strike now. Here comes a 1-1. Gets a piece of it. Foul. It's Ryan down now. One ball, two strikes. Got to protect the plate here. We need him on somehow.
Yep, he's usually pretty good at protecting the plate, but we'll see how this goes with a pitcher he hasn't seen yet.
Don't forget Tuesday night. We got a home game. Sectional against Ada. That pitch is in the dirt for a ball.
And the tickets, I believe, are $10, and they have to be purchased online. You cannot get tickets at the gate when you come. You have to get them online. OHSAA.org/tickets, and then click on baseball and cold water.
Here comes the 2-2. That's swung on right back over the pitcher's head, and that's going to be in there for a base hit.
There you go, Ryan.
Landon over to second, folks. Ryan over to first. And the Indians got a little something-something going here with one out in the seventh inning.
Both of those have been hard-hit balls with two outs or two strikes on them. So
Big Brock comes up. Let's see if he can get something done here.
Yes, sir. Let's get a pass ball and then a base hit.
Daniel Patch on deck. Brocky steps in. Curveball right across the plate. Young man's got a great curveball. Runners at first and second. One out. Indians trail by two. Go ahead, run at the plate. And Mr. Brock Deuce. That one swung on over towards the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. Goes to third for the out.
Yep.
And I thought his foot might have not been on the bag, but the umpire called him out.
It wasn't, but he stumped on the bag. I thought it might be right after, but it was right before Landon got there.
Landon goes down 6-5 for out number two. Ryan goes over to second. Brock's over at first on a fielder's choice.
Keep on hitting, Daniel. We need you right here. You have to be on base.
Well, we don't have much choice here. Two outs. First pitch curveball to Daniel. Comes across the plate for a strike. Patchy could win this thing with a big swing of the bat.
Yep.
That would be super cool to watch.
Tying it would be pretty awesome, too, but we'll see.
Here comes the 0-1. Swings at that one, pulls it foul over in the dugout. Now he's in a big hole. No balls, two strikes, and he's down to his final out.
But both of our guys have been two of our first guys were two strike hitting. So here we go, Daniel.
We'll see what happens on this pitch. He's got to protect the plate. He's probably going to see the Uncle Charlie here. He throws the Uncle Charlie. It stays high. That one swung on and fouled out of play. Our clock's back to five. It's
blinking up there. Six.
Probably got to 100 and gave up. Yep, that'd be right, about right.
106 minutes?
Yep, probably. That's my guess. I didn't see when it switched. I was watching when it got to 59 see if it went to, or 60, see if it went to 1, but it kept went on to 61.
Nice side by Apache.
Oh, yeah.
Let's that one go out just a little wide. Works it back to 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Deuces wild. Pitcher stands back up there on the mound. Gets a sign. Here comes the pitch. That one's high. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Come on, baby.
Good Riley job, Will on deck. He'd love to have the opportunity to take a chance at it.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel's got to protect the plate here.
To be on. Fans are giving it to.
Here comes the 3-2. Here goes the runners. Swinging a miss. Got him. And that'll do her for tonight's ball game. Patchy strikes out swinging. And the Franklin Monroe Jets are going to take this game 5-3 over the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here with a little recap in just a minute.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here to wrap this last final game of the regular season up. Franklin Monroe tops the Indians tonight 5-3 in a pretty good ball game.
Yep.
And not to what the Indians wanted to do, coming off a 2-game win streak, and they get over here and play back at home and just can't get her done tonight, and they fall 5-3. Don't forget about tomorrow, the Minster softball team, the girls travel over to Minster, and they have a shot, folks, at getting a piece of the share of the MAC crown. That would be huge. That would be huge. Yes. They lost last night. They're out of the tournament. So the only thing they got to play for is a piece of the pie here for the MAC, and I hope the girls come out hot tomorrow and pull that bad boy off.
We won it outright in 2005 and shared with two other teams in 2004.
Okay.
And we were talking about that. We're pretty sure that was when Crystal and Sierra Rammel and a couple other of those great players back in those days. That was the last time we were
so it's been about 15, 16 years, so it's time, huh?
And we can tie with Minster and Coldwater if we can.
Very good, very, very good. And don't forget on Tuesday night, we got a home game here. The baseball team plays Ada in the sectional semifinals. And be sure to get your tickets sold online at OHSAA.org/tickets. And hopefully the Indians can win that, and then we'll head to Crestview, we're thinking, if Crestview beats the Rangers and things go well for them. We'll head there, and we'll play them on Thursday night. Let's go over the game here. For Frankie Monroe, they had 5 runs on 5 hits. They stranded 5. They struck out 7 times. We gave them 4 free passes, and they committed 2 errors. Everything about their runs, folks, was unearned. That's the bad side of this.
Yep.
For the Indians, we had 3 runs. We had 7 hits. We stranded 8. We only struck out 3 times. We got the wood on the ball tonight. We only had 1 free pass, but we committed 4 errors. And I'm sure that's what Coach Kalp is down there talking to his team about. He said, boys, we got to clean it up. And we've had clean games.
Yes, we
have. So tonight we just was a little sloppy. Yep. And you know, gave them four runs there in that one inning, and that's all they needed. Offensive leaders for tonight was Ryan Post. He was 3 for 4, had a great night at the plate. Other guys picking up a hit was Riley Will. He was 1 for 3. Kendrick Wendell was 1 for 3. Alex Deuce got up one time, and he had a base hit. He was 1 for 1. And Troy Homan also had a hit. He was 1 for 3. Those are your 7 hits. For the Fort Recovery Indians, for Dave Kalp, Bob Stogler, and Neil Spencer, it's been a pleasure bringing the baseball season to you. And now let's start the second season and see if we can't get a few games in the books here and see what the Indians can do. I think they can. They have the ability to beat anybody, and they just got to get on a roll. So
no error free, and we have been putting the bat on the ball. Now we need some of them to get through there, but we're swinging, we're aggressive, and I like it.
We'll see what happens on Tuesday night. Hopefully the rain stays away and we get to play baseball. Thanks for joining us tonight on Fort Recovery Radio. It's always a pleasure to bring you the games. We'll be back on Tuesday night, sectional semifinal. We'll see you then.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.